We are starting a new series of Shu'urim on Mabea Bracha. Mabea Bracha is one of the biggest inyanim in the Kavanas. And it's sort of a very introductory type of subject which gives you a knisa into all the Kavanas. Because the system is always the same, except there are various differences. Depends where you are, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Tzedakah, whichever mitzvah you're going to be doing, the system is always the same. So let's just jump into it. So we're going to give a bit of a hafdom over here, just to get into the inyanim a little bit. So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hem on the Aleph. The Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan. Also lo adam shin yine mina olam hazeh below bracha. Kol enene mina olam hazeh below bracha ma'al. It's Me'ila. Everybody knows this Gemara. Somebody who's nene without a bracha is Ma'al. The Gemara goes weiter on Amad Beis. The one says, Amar Chanina Bar Papa, Kol nene min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, Kilu gozel l'kadosh baruch hu v'knesses Yisrael. Says Ma'al. Also, he's a gazlan. What does Rashi say? Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the brochas. You're stealing from the Eibush to the brochas, and you're stealing from Knesset Yisrael. Kishechotu appears lokim. The pairs are not going to be on the same level. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now that's a pipshat. Now we're going to be learning today a pisoid. Exactly, what's the inin of making a brocha or not making a brocha? Right, so I passed around some sheets, so we're just going to be reading a little bit. We're going to start off with Amrita Kazakh from Shah Ruch HaKodesh. In the Sefer Shah Ruch HaKodesh, everything will be quoting from the Arizal, or the Tamidim of the Arizal. And he says as follows. Shah Ruch HaKodesh Daf Tesimut Beis. Ki ike hasogas adam el ruach hakodesh. Says Arizal, a tremendous statement. So if somebody wants to reach the level of ruach hakodesh, tluye alide kavanas adam vizihirus bekol bikas enenim. There could have been many, many different things he could have said in order to get a pesach into ruach hakodesh, but he chooses on the bikas enenim. The fi, why? The fi she al yodam. Mizbatel koach oisam eklipas, and he chozes ba'achila, ba'achalim, achomrim, because it seemed to be a klipa around food. A mizdabekim ba'em ba'odem ba'oichal oisam, and then as soon as you absorb the food, you're absorbing this negative aspect, which is called klipas. Ve'ali yedea brochas, she'aleyem ne'amoras be'kavono, who meisam ahem the klipas ahem. And this is Rav Chaim Vital speaking, the Talmid Muvak of the Arizal, and he said the Arizal warned him very, very much about this inin in order to be, get this hasaga of Ruach HaKodesh. And the inin is that as soon you're a very simple process, there's a negative entity around the food, but you absorbing it, you're creating a block between you and the Eivishter. So very simply, you take away the klipa. Nobody eats an orange with the klipa on it, right? You remove the klipa, and then you name it from the fruit. And the fruit, we know that everything in this world is only kedusha. There's only kedusha in this world, which is called oil. Oil, the Eibishter's Ein Sof is everywhere. The problem is, there's some negative parts to which are surrounding it, which are being masked. That's the hester upon him. So by removing it, it's partial, you get full-blown effect of the oil, and then, says the Arizal, he's maftiach that you get the Ruach HaKodesh. So partial. Now, in Shah Mitzvahs, in Parshat Ekev, he says the Arizal again, says, V'da, ki tzorch odom nizar b'tachlis ha-brochas ha-nenim, ki guf odom nenim ha-hem u-mikadish b'brochas ha-elu, kimosh kosuf, b'tor ha-sorcha b'toch ma'i, V'gorem shefa elyon ba'odam. It's not Mr. Poshtazach. It's not so easy. But again, Arizal is made here in Shah Mitzvahs that if somebody is careful in these brachas, particularly because of, you know, put the emphasis on because of mitzvahs, other different types of mitzvahs, but particularly because of nene, when the person is nene from the food, if the person has a particular particular kavona in them, like we said, take away the klipa, therefore the person goam on himself, shefa elyon. Now, the shemen sosam there in Shah mitzvahs is masbir, so I don't want to read the whole shtick over here, just when he starts v'atam, it's four lines down. V'atam hu ki hine inyan achilas achila and his ba'al er shu benukva elyon ha'ocheles shefa hazacha. Now we know that we are dealing, every time we do a mitzvah, we're always dealing with two parts of, we're dealing with the parts of zampin, and also we're dealing with the pasuk of Nukva. The Hainu Zah is above, receives the Shefa, which is called the Chuk, Chasadim and Gvuos. He takes his Chedi called the Chasadim, and he gives over the Gvuos over to Nukva. So, what is that? That means, as a father is Machil his child, Zah is Machil, Zot Hashem and Salson, is Machil Nukva. Ha'ochel Shefa Hazacha. Va'alide masha onim chavanim ba'achilaseinu, anu mamshichim la hashefa. We are, by the way, we are doing this. Not that Zah is doing it by himself. We dictate when this should be done. So by doing a particular mitzvah that engages Zah to give over his shefa over to Nukva. So he gives over the mamshichim la shefa u'mazon u'mimasha onil she'onu mamshichim la he. So that's the process, very simple. It goes from Zah to Nukva straight to us. We have to be simcha, all the mitzvahs to be simcha. But what's the Indian? I'll explain in a minute. ואז גם היא נותנת לנו מזונותינו בשמחה בעין טוב ועד כאן. So מי זה כנגד מי זה? The more we put into a mitzvah, ממש, that's what we're going to receive. וזה ועדה בכל הברוכס הנהנים, that's not only because of Muslim, also in all the because of הנהנים, מכיוון שהגוף נהנה מהם, וזה because of הנהנים שהוא בחיצון ישראל עומס, because you're actually being nene from the thing, that's always doimer to the chitzonis of the onomos. Ve'adeh azeh bebochus ha-mitzvahs. Bechus ha-mitzvah, kemosh kos be-gemora, dav lamed al ha-baye da-ave bedach tuva v'am etfilin kamancha. Okay, we'll leave it aside. As bekitzah, that's the inin over here. The inin is as how we are affecting always in every particular action that we're doing, we're affecting the patzufim. And by that affecting the patzufim, the feed of quality and the eichus and the kamas that we're putting into that kavona of the mitzvah, we're going to get the same amount. Okay, so that's the inyan of the brachas, to be mavir and to take away these klipas. Now, the inyan of because the matbeir bracha is a difficult inyan when you look into the Maamar Koyamis, because the Ariza doesn't just split, you know, spell it out clearly in Shakavon's Lamosha. That's not all one place. He scatters everything over three or four different swelling. Now, to make things a bit more difficult, there are apparent steals, Kedaka B'Kodesh, in the different Maamar Koyamis, exactly how to understand. So therefore, we don't have a clear Mahalach until the Rosh Hashanah came along. The Rashash, Kedaka B'Kodesh, and this was the Chiddush of the Rashash, the Gadlus of the Rashash. The Rashash was able to come along, it was Eloi, known to be an Eloi, to put all the Maamar Koyamis of all the different places where he found the Inyan of Matbeir Bracha, and not only Matbeir Bracha, he's done a great job in all Inyan of the Kitva Ariza, but particularly Matbeir Bracha, you see this Gadlus that he puts these three different areas all in one different, in one Kavana, and one, and we'll see the Siddur Shash inside later on. It's Mamish, it flows directly. So you'll see all these Maamar Koyamis we're going to go through, and we'll say how Mechitesh, we're going to Mishtim all them together. The Rashash manages to put all the Kavanas into one Kavana. Now, where are we going to find this? The first place is in Shaar Kavanos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Amud Aleph. Another Maor Mekorim we're going to find in Shaar Mitzvos, the Bin Korin, Parshas Ekev. Excuse me. And then, the next one's in Shaar Maor Merashbi. So three different Mahalchim we'll find, and he's going to put them all together for us. We find the same situation by the way, by Shmona Esre. Shmona Esre was also very difficult in Yana. We find three different Mahalchim over there. Again, the Rashash came along and put everything together for us. Now, we'll find that the Rashash, that it's found Bekitzo also in Pri Etz Chaim. And again, we'll find all this in the Siddur Rashash. Okay, so let's start going already in the first Maor Mekorim over here in Shaar Ruch and Shaar Kavanos. Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. And he says as follows: Hakdama, Hakdama achas raba atoeles li dias hefresh ben kavonas bikas and mitzvos, or ben kavonas bikas and nenim. Chutz ve yudches brachas hamida. You know what? Before we go into this, actually, I want to turn over the page and go into the Shaar Morchim Tzelem. Shaar Morchim Tzelem is more of a background before we jump into the details. Okay, now this, again, these ideas that we're going to learn is not only particular Nogea to Matbea Brocha, as I said beforehand, is going to help us in all the Kavanas everywhere. Okay, the system is always the same, so try to remember this, it's very important. Ve'et Chaim Shaar Morchim Detzelem, Shaar Chav Gimel, Perik Vov, the Arizah says as follows, Ve'hine, Be'kol Pam, She'roitzim Lahamshich Lahem Morchim, Sorich Shetchila is davgu abav ima. It's in the middle of a piece there, middle of Perek Vav, but what he's talking about there is building up Zavanuk. Again, I can't stress this enough, that we're always focusing our concentrations on our kavanas on Zavanuk. Even though we speak about a lot of different parts of it, it gets very confusing. We talk about abav ima and Yisrael Sabah Tfuna and Yaakov Aleya and so on and so forth and Arik and Atik. But again, to focus our attention in Zun, you're doing all right. Yeah. So
someone in the call? Right? Someone else in the call?
Who's going to say?
Yeah.
Kol pam again. Bekol pam shirotzin lahamshich lahem moichim. Every time we want to be moichim to zav and nukva, tzorech shetchila yizdavagu abba ve'ima. First, so that's the first code. That's the first procedure. The first procedure is you have to focus your attention on abba ve'ima. U'misham yimshichu ha-moichim lezum. And what you have to do, you have to be mamshich from abba ve'ima into zum. That's procedure number one. Omnam. But the trick is as follows. In order for you to get Shefa from Abba V'ima, you have to first get Zun to be Ma'ale Man. Again, I can't stress this over. Follow this Mahalik because we're going to see it over and over again. Again, the Mahalik is that you have to get that Abba V'ima sends down Shefa in order to build up Zun. That's the only way you can get it. The chiyus always comes from the parts of above. You get your chinu from your parents, and they got from there. It's always that mahal. Now, but before that, you have to have a bakosha. You have to have an aliyah, what's called an aliyah man. Through the aliyah man, by you calling, by you making a tefillah, the marshal, you're calling up to your abba ve'ima, and then they're going to respond by yiridus mat. Ve'ainyan haloson man who Hamor shalahem shehem b'chinas neshama panimis shalahem. So what they're going to get in return for because of this bakosha, they're going to be receiving what's called moichim. Okay. Now, v'ne koydim shiyalu besod man tzrichim lekabel alo aro milimala. Now, again, he's not going kesidran. That's why I want to put things into perspective again. So now this is really procedure number one. Now, procedure number one is, in order that Abba V'ima should send you Shefa, you have to make first this Bakosha. Okay? So that says, Koidim, this is the Eshta Aleph, this is the first point. Koidim Shalu Besod Man Tzrichin Lekabe Ha'ora Milamala. That means you have to have received first Mad, which is called, yeah, Maim Duchim, in order for them to make this bakasha, in order for Abba V'ima to send you down the Shefa. Is that clear? Yeah? So first it comes down, it goes back up, and it...
Like a sarusa de leila.
Yeah. Yeah, but that... yeah, because, well... that's not partial, because that actually Zohar says you have to... So it's a matter. We'll see how this works. We're going to ask this as a question. Right? In order for them to kabbal, they have to have always this in and of zero. Pure shadova, kamosha kasavsi, shveshte zivugin yeshba avavim. Now he's going to more potim now. Echad zivugam hu besot chitzon yusen. Who tamid lichios alamas chius? Sorry. Leachayos alamas chius muchach letzorachach atzmam. Ve'im ze azivug yibatel afilu rega achad yibatelu kol alamas chaz v'shom. Va'ashenu hu besol pnimius. Who letzes mochim leza kidei shehem yolidu neshamas ba'olam. Who pnimius alamas kenoda v'ze eno. Okay, to cap up, sum up. There's two types of zivugim that Abba ve'Ima are in charge of doing, that do do. So one's called a zivug tedirin, and one's a zivug she'ena tedirin. Now, the zivug which is tedirin is called the zivug in the chitzonius. And the zivug she'ena tedirin is a zivug in the pnimius. Everything has an exterior facet, everything has an interior facet. So the exterior facet, the Abba v'Ima, when they're making the zivug, again, it's happening on a tediri, it's happening on a constant basis, the tachlis of that zivug is to mekayim the oilam pshuta gamashmo. And if it were to stop for 1 minute, then the whole world would be bottled. Kola olam eschal shom. Okay, that's one thing. Now, since that is happening, it's obvious, we don't need our status. The Abishu doesn't need our status kiuzim. That's important to remember. Where do we come into the picture? In order to induce a zivuk penimi. A zivuk penimi, which is a zivuk she'eno tadir, that's where we come along to make it tadir. V'hine, a zivuk rishon she'tadir she'ein tzar she'yali she'alu zun sodman. Therefore, not only we don't have to, even zun doesn't have to mishtatif in the zivuk she'tadirin. Man, onam, ha'u hucha, the shavik abba v'ima v'bia rishona. Like in the Indian Yibum, Asher Hahu Rucha Shorez Zun. Bekol Shah Neshomas and Nimshochim Mizivug Abba Ve'ima. Vuhu Rucha Maspik Az Leman. Okay, so what's happening over here? Why is it that why is it happening on a Tadir fashion? Why is it no shtatfus from either us or Zun in the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima? Because since Abba made a Zivug with Ima, and Shavik Rucha Ba'ala, and he was able to insert in her a tipa, that tipa is enough for all the rest of the halodas that were going to come from it. Therefore, there's no more need. All the shefa has already been created, and that's why there's no need for us to induce this process, because it's already been initiated originally. Ach zivug hasheni shutzor ha-mochim shutzor ha-zivug Zun, leholid neshamas shehem pinimis olamas, as also neshamas bini adam comes from there, as a zun mamish olim b'man. Mashenk in the second zivug, that's what we're involved in the process, and zun is very active in the process. They go up into Abba Ve'ima, initiate the zivug Abba Ve'ima, and then that returns the shefa. Hine kolam molchim apinimim diyanika. The mitzad ima tamid hem bo le'olam. All the morchim penimim of yenika, we'll find there's three types of morchim. Morchim, which are called stage of ibul, morchim on a high level, which we're dealing here, is yenika, and finally there's morchim gedolim, that's on a higher level. But the vital, we're in this middle level called morchim de yenika. Remember this, morchim de yenika. The mitzad ima tamid hem bo le'olam. They're always there.
What were they?
More than the Yenika.
When?
In Ima. Ve'ata adi man bekocha hu rucha anal nasi zivug abav ima v'hu zivug tadir אז נישלם בחינס מוחים בחגת דניניקה שהם חיצוניוסים והם אלוקים. Meaning is that again, just the fact that the mochim are there in Abba ve'Ima in a fashion which they are tadir, and therefore we said we have no real shtatfus. But nevertheless, those mochim we need to bring down. They're in Ima; they're always there, but it doesn't help us. We have to attach ourselves to that mochim. The technical name for that mochim is called Chagadi Yenika. The Chagadi Yenika we have to draw down into the parts of a tachton, which is Zun, and then finally it's going to filter down to us. And those we see them in the Siddur in the Shemas of Elokim, because it's mochim de katnus, mochim de Yenika. So we're going to draw it down and bring it down into the parts of Va'achikach. Oileman zun atzmam kedei lekabel amochim devak the gadnus. Excuse me. Shem pinimi ma'olamas bezun. Veda she'ein zivug ze ashein inase ela kishemischabrim yachad dale partzufim abba ve'ima ve'yisur sabba ve'tfuna ve'nasim shtei partzufim levad ve'avin ze. So again, the first stage was working with the chitzonis of Abba Ve'ima. And again, even though they're already in a stage of status quo, we don't have to mishtatev in order for them, in order for us to get the Shefa. The Shefa is already there, because Abba already inserted the Shefa to Ima. Nevertheless, we have to attach ourselves and get that Shefa, which we call the Chagadi Yenika. That's stage number one. Once we receive this, I'll explain later on how do we receive this Chagadi Yenika, the Shefa, which is Shefa the Katnus, which represents the Elohim. Then what we have to do, involve ourselves in process number two, which is called involving and getting Abba Ve'ima to do a second zivug, which is called zivug de penimius, which is enotadir. It's enotadir. That means if we do not initiate it, it's not going to happen by itself. That's the pshat. So by us doing an aliyas man, we initiate the zivug, and then we're going to be able to get the vakta gadus, meaning we're going to get the higher level of shefa, right? The first type of shefa we receive is chagas the yinika, and then we're going to, that which is katnus, then the second zivug that we initiate is going to be the gadus.
Is that what we call gadlus rishon?
Gadlus rishon.
Some other places?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called the vakta gadus. And then with God, the Godless, and then Katas and Godless Shani. That's a later stage. That's in Shema. If you're working with in the system of Shemona Esra, it's going to be Shema. And then Shemona Esra, you're going to be getting the God, the Godless. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The back is from Chesedan.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so is that...
So is it talking about any brokers? Is it talking about Bechus Nenin or
So we said that already. That was part one of this year.
Yeah.
We quoted the Shah Ruach HaKodesh. So I'll just read it out just for you. It's Gloss in Mamish Merdek. He says, on the first page, he says, Ki ike hasogos odom el Ruach HaKodesh tlui alide kavonos odom vizihiros bekol bikos enen. Imagine, that's the Maftel of Ruach HaKodesh. Okay. There's a pshat, why Dafka, and we explain why. Okay, now let's go to the Rashash in Nar Shalom. The Rashash wrote various svarim. There's not a lot of Rashash that we have. We have a Chovos HaNar, introduction to the Nar Shalom. He wrote a few agals on the Etz Chaim. But each one is very, very important, puts everything into perspective. So this is his take on what we've seen so far. V'yadua. This is the Rashash in Nar Shalom, Dav Chaf, to the back of the Etz Chaim, if you want to see.
What are the two parts of whom we're trying to make them into? Abba Ve'ima is one, yeah. And Yashut is the other, or
together.
We want to make. Yeah.
Is it one part of making these two into one?
Down.
No. I see the male ones and the female ones. Yeah.
Abba Yisrael Saba and
Abba Kloli and Ima Kloli.
Now, and there's a pshat while we're doing that. We'll see that. Now, Rabbeinu Rashash, he said like as follows. In Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Yedua, who Ki Kol Ma She'anu Mevaririm,
Chaf Amud,
Aleph?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In your edition.
I think it's the same, pagination.
Huh?
I think it's the same pagin, same page.
I don't think I remember seeing it over there. Okay, let's see. Now, Yaduahu, ki kol ma sha'anu mevarim, mechelke hakilim de melochim, ume'ored rafach, la'loisem lezun, v'la'lois et lezun, lemad uman, le'abba ve'ima, lizdavig hu, zivug de neshomas pinimius ha'olomas, v'lo zivug de chayas ha'olomas. Now, if we hadn't said what we'd said, we wouldn't understand what he's talking about here. So again, everything, as we know, we're quite advanced over here in the Kavanah, so we know that everything has to come down to the Zayin Malachim. That's the Untra Shur. That's the basis of all of what is Hashem. So again, anything we're going to discuss, even though we discussed it specifically, but we have to know at the end of the day, you're doing a very simple action. You're raising up the Berurim, I mean, the Shiva Rekim and the Zayin Malachim that fell originally, and you're bringing them back up. Now, where are you bringing them up to? So he's saying specifically that when you engage at this Aliyah's Man, meaning the Zayin Malachim, the Shiva Malachim, which we call the Aliyah's Man, you're going to engage in the Pnimius of the Olamas. Meaning, you're going to infuse in Abba V'ima, in the Pnimius of Abba V'ima, to make a Zivu. Not the Chiyas Olamas. The Chiyas Olamas, which is represented by the Zivuk Tadir of Abba V'ima, that's already taken care of. The Eibush has done that for us. Because if it wasn't that, we wouldn't have the koach to do that, even to sustain the world. Because if the, like somebody told me once, if the world would be in our hands to sustain, there wouldn't be any world to sustain. So the Eibush puts the basics into his hands. He keeps the world going for us, because we're not trusted for that. And then, we're just here to add. We're here to be mashed in the God. As we say. Now, Zivug de Chiyos Nase Mimele. We know that process of the Abba Ve'ima's Zivug Chisoinis, which that's happening Nase Mimele. Shalom Yadenu. Ve'itzok lan l'kabel l'dalis mitzis beisdin. Ve'alos imazun l'maduman. We don't have to go up. We don't have to do this whole process. Ela shuhu, ela ahu rucha. We spoke of the rucha de Baala. That means the Abba inserting the zera into ima. That's the rucha that he's speaking about. The yevle Abba li ima, hu malimad lois zivug. That's taken care of automatically. Now this is where we come in. Abba zivug de neshamas, which this zivug is responsible to create all the nishmas adam and all the neshamas of the pnimis of the lamas, which is very chashuv. Ein Abba ve'ima misorim lizdavig ela al-yedei ma she'anachnu mevar mechelkei hakilim demolochim o me'oros derafach dezun o malim oisam leman. See that, how important we are? Without us, the world doesn't move. It would stay on the on a very basic level. We keep the world going, but bring up the shivra kelim, the rafach, and we bring that up b'toras man, which creates a zivul. But if he came, but remember, that's stage number two. Stage number one, you have to have what's called the koach in order to get up there. Alright, that's a very important word, koach. But if they came, tzog lehamshich lezun, mizivu dechitzonius, the abba v'ima, tashlu moichim diyenika, kedesh yem lan koach la'lois. That's a crucial line. He's telling you the sibba of why you have to go to stage one. Right? The mice, we're going to have a major cash in this, because again, we're talking stage one is that you have to attach and concentrate on the zivug de chitzonius, which is happening anyways, nasa me'elov. The Eibush is taking care of that. And he gives you shefa. But nevertheless, you have to get that shefa. Because without that shefa, you wouldn't be able to go to stage number two. That stage number one is giving you koach in order to be maliman, in order for the Abba V'ima's pnimius to be mashpia on you. And the question is going to be that what is involved? Why b'chla we have to talk about stage number one if anyway is nasim elov? What is my shtatvus b'chla? Why is it so important? V'lif ne'kein tzok lehamshich. Why am I mamshich anything? How am I mamshich anything? It's having that, it's a zivuk tadir. It's constantly on the it's a flowing river, right? Here's the question.
It says tashlu moichim d'nika.
Yeah, because part of the Yanika, the Vat, the Yanika came in already at the beginning.
Mm. It's still about the
Tashim,
the
but don't,
the Penimius
part. No. We're talking about the
We're trying to bring the Penimius part of the
Mukhdi. We're trying to bring the
Penimius.
Great, right.
Livnikin, Sirkazam Shikhazim, Mizibi, the Chitsonius.
That's
the Mukhdi Yanika. That means we only get like sort of like a minimum.
We've got to
do something to get a bit extra in order that we can be more.
Right. The cash is what do we have to do if it's already nimshach me'elov?
No. You say no.
Yeah. It seems to be saying that only part of it's nimshach me'elov.
No.
We have to be mashlim.
Isn't it?
That's just the lashon's mashlim. Like that,
so.
But
he's finishing off. That's much with that. We don't have the full amount. He could be referring to the penimis. That's what we spoke about before.
There's only two bechinas. That's right. The penimis is enotadir. That's what our avoid is. The chitzonius, always happening by themselves. There's no chil between the tashlum and enotashlum.
Yeah, but they're both called Mukhdi Yanika.
What?
The bit which happens by itself and the bit which we're Ma'ura, they're both called Mukhdi Yanika, but they're different parts of Mukhdi Yanika.
Correct. There's different stages, the Vak and the Gal.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have to be mashed in the Gal and Yanika.
That's right, yeah, that's right.
Good. But
the Gal doesn't happen by itself.
No. It does. Everything in the chitzon is happening by itself.
I thought it's called.
Everything
that's only in Abavim, but not in Zoom. In Zoom, we have to bring it down. So who said that happened?
Yeah, but where you bring it down from? You bring it down from Abavim.
You need some avoidance to bring it to the
That's the kasher. The kasher is if it's nasim me'elav, he says, or mizdavig me'elav imele. Is mizdavig me'elav. You know, the Eibush has taken them, that's the Chiyas Olamos, that's what we spoke about before, that's the running of the world. We have no Isik in that. That Yanika that we speak about, Abba V'Ima, is not some Eibush.
Right, but then you have to bring it down to Zon, and all the Zon have Koyach, that's Ham Shocher, that's...
So what is
Nameh?
He's saying good. It's Mechalik between the Zivug and the Ham Shocher. All right, good. One of the Farshim says, I think the Simchas Kohen says that. We'll get to that, Toshak. Yeah. Well, the Mefarshim have all different various chilukim, but that's one of the chilukim of the day. Okay, let's go back.
But already, Mr. Finatubo, I would have said that the Muslim, we don't need to do nothing, but we need to be aware that something happened.
Okay, that's also one thing. I think Shem Sosin gives that chance. Okay. Well, there are various tools, but you have to all yourself that understand that it's happened in Me'ilam. Yeah. The cash is already a good thing to understand. Yeah, but out there the oisim zoon, the abba v'ima, le oirer zivug, the pnimius, the arachab. So again, the achakach, la lois man, then after we've gone through this process of getting the chitzonis of the olamas, making the chitzonis, well, not making the chitzonis of abba v'ima are being mashpi on zoon, the achakach, la lois, then we start coming to the picture, once we were given this koach now, then we can start getting engaging in the process. The achakach, la lois zoon, the manumad, the zivug penimis, the abba v'ima. That we can be raising a man to abba v'ima in order for them to make a zivug in the penimis olamos. But there's a oisim zul le abba v'ima le orer zivug penimis the arachampi. And this goes on, and they are going to be ma'orer the higher parts of arachampi, and arachampi is ma'or atik and ad mamish and so. That's the way it works. Chena asel me pasuf me'elav adrum alas. It's Loshon HaRizah, actually. He says, well, he's borrowed it. K'muvu atzleinu, people may say, this is the Rashash made up this Loshon, I'm sure. K'muvu atzleinu b'mokom achesh, sed the alias his oirus hazeh mipartu v'partu v'prat v'prot azrum ma'alus einsham. V'az yotze. Az yotze v'yoret chelke yutzvios. Oh, so one second. So we find a fundamental difference between this shefa that we're receiving from the chitzoy and the solomus, which is same Abba V'ima, and the Penimis Olamas, from, I rephrase that. We're receiving Shefa from two aspects of Abba V'ima, either from the Chitzonis Abba V'ima or the Penimis of Abba V'ima. Now, interesting enough, when it comes to the Chitzonis Abba V'ima, it stops there. All we're doing is sourcing whatever the Teretz is being mamshich or misorah ourselves, that is coming from Abba Vima. Interesting enough, when we come to the Pnimius, we have to go mamish at the end sof. We have to go krichrain into the hecher alamas in order to get the shefa. Fundamental difference. Remember this.
Is it because that's the news thing? Because you've been mechadish something new, but as a chitzonius, it's just a toddy thing. It's not really new so much.
That's right. Chitzonius olamas is the existing world to keep it running, right? But when you in mechadish a growth, you want to make a pasuk from a vak to a gal, you know, before bar mitzvah, after bar mitzvah, ain't a dormer, right? You mechadish something, ain't bo chidusha, only the eibush to get mechadish, right? And anybody who doesn't do this is kemat koisus mitzvahs, because it's recognized that every chidush has to come from the eibush. You can't stop it at that. That's a little bit of a problem if you don't get it straight, sort of your koisus mitzvahs. So you have to recognize that it always goes up to the Eivishter, the Eivishter's Mechadish gives the new Shefa, and then you can go on to the next.
That's Ein Sof, Ein Sof as well.
Yeah.
And then...
And then
we don't speak about what's above that, but we know it comes from a place where we can't even speak about it.
That's right, exactly, correct. Vaz Yotze v'yored Chelke. Now what's going to come out from this? What's the Davar Chodesh that we're talking about? As we know, from all time, at time, you're going to get the huge spheres. Shema, a chodesh. It's called the ma chodesh coming out from the forehead, the back. Im chelke tashlum oz the ben, because you know, Malchus the ben broke. We're filling in the tasha spheres of ben. So again, you're going to have the ma chodesh, and then we call it as well the ben chodesh coming out, which is tashlum oz the ben. The oisem berurim sholo mitiachesim the oisem mitzvah. Now, whatever you're doing, whether it's whether again you're dabbing in the ilah or whether you're having a cup of coffee on a Tuesday afternoon, the process is always the same. Whichever mitzvah you're doing, whether it's a bracha or a ma'akir, mezuzah, you're going to be miyaches those birurim which are nogeh poshet to that mitzvah. Or mispashetim mepatzuf mepatzuf v'nitne moichim le'abia de zun. You're going to bring this all the way down into zun, and zun is a tremendous big partzuf which is split into four worlds that we'll speak about. But often she called mitzvah vavoida. Hear that? Call mitzvah vavoida. Vrebocha tzarek lehamshik. It's all the same system. Lehamshik lezun shnei minim moichim. That's the system. We're going to bring these two types of moichim from the chitzonius and from the pnimius. Harishonu mizivuk chitzonius de abba v'imo hu kedel. It says koach lezun. That's the purpose. That's the tachlis. Kedei la lois lemaduma leor zivug ikri the penimus abba ve'ima, but hamshich mimenu amorchim ashniim haikri amisiachesim lois a mitzvah o a bracha v'hu ader sedek kavonus kriyas shema kedoshim. Now this system is well documented over here in the Rashash very clearly, and also in kriyas shema. There's two places that we find the system really spelled out. So we learn often this and Kriyas Shema, which really gets you a good handle on all the kavanas.
So this mud, which you speak about, mud, that's not the end point then.
What do you mean?
When we speak about Kedei Lalos, the mud of man, La'ira Zivik Ha'ikari.
Yeah.
That means after the man and the mud, then you've got the Pnimistic Zivik of Abba Ema.
That's right.
And that's Mamshech Shefa. Yes. So what is the man of the mud? I thought the shefa was the mud. I thought the mud was that shefa which is coming down.
Okay, I want to explain this very, very, very important. This is your soil of man or mud. Okay, now, it's a misunderstanding to understand that man goes up and mud comes down. That's not true. Man is associated to an alias man, which is usually typically associated to a female partzuf nukvi. Mad, you're right, is usually associated to a male partzuf ducha. Now, the reason why we always say the mad comes down and man goes up, because the ducha is the one who usually is the mashpia. So he's usually on top, he's mashpia, and the nukva is the makabel. She's misorer his oiras to the Baal. That initiates a man to come down. That's one way of looking at it. But as well, if you're looking at it, two Patsufim versus two other Patsufim, for example, Abba the Ima and Zun, then that's not going to work because you have a female process, and a Nukva and a Dukha up there, and Nukha and Dukva down here as well. So when Zun or Maliman, really the Maliman and Malimad, because Zun, that means Nukva is Mali, her particular man, but Zun, Za, he's also down there. He's also Male, his shepherd, which is called Mad. You understand? It's very important to understand this. A lot of people make a mistake. So the Male, Man, Umad, that's the first stage.
That's why it says Kedil, Male, it's Mad. Yeah, it puts Mad before Mad.
And it says Lalos. Lalos. You're talking about Lalos, right? That's the sort of the one, okay?
The Zochus, the Zoch to both, isn't it? Za is gives mat to both Abba and Ima.
Particularly to Mima. Mm-hmm.
Well,
she's Mashpir to Abba.
So Za gives to, so what does Nut give to?
Well, it's really Yisus Abin Tvun, right? They're above Zun.
Right.
Zun is Male Manumad to Yisus Abin Tvun, no?
Yes, one part of it.
And then Male to Abba and Ima.
If we wanted to break it out, would the Zah part be being married to the Israel Saba and the Nukva to the Tvuna?
No.
Well, you must look at it as one big part. Of
we know that Abba is inside the Imam.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Abba is inside, and according to Leshem, B'chla, we're not even talking about Patsuf, we're talking about the Zera.
Yeah, Abba inside the Imam when the Mochim was down.
Yeah.
But before, but Stam now want to be more earlier. Zivug Abba ve'ima lechora v'anot. Abba is not inside Ima.
Yeah, anachami. We're in that stage. We're being married to the actual Patsufim.
Yeah, so he's asking. Do we say that Zay is ma'ale mad to Israel Saba pedavke or lav davke? That's his question.
Yeah, lav davke. Usually Ima, which is mashpia. So she's the makom pati. She's always mashpia. It doesn't go.
It never
goes down.
So
by
both of them are more male maduman to Ima. You see, so it's a third way.
Zun
male to Ima
by
itself.
Yeah, because in the Kabbalah it's not mefarad. So you don't have to go through that. You don't have to go through there. You have to make up an extra kavanah. We're not machamim. Machamim generally,
right. Yeah. Gesund.
So this man or mad, these are basically like chuk sort of thing. What is it?
Man or mad are the zayin malachim.
The rapach.
Tikunaya.
So that's exactly what you're being mali the malchei melachim. Sorry, the Kalim of the Malachim.
So
the oil is Rafach, and there's also Shach over there. And you mali to Zun, and then Zun is mali to the.
So we're basically, in other words, we're taking all the Shavir's Kalim which are in beer.
Which is Nogay to that particular cup of
coffee. Obviously to that mitzvah, yeah. And we bring it up to the Zun of Atzilus.
Yeah.
Right, and that's where Tikkun happens, but it doesn't stop beer. Yeah, that's what's happening right at the end. The tikkun, yeah, but the process is once it's in the zone of Atzilus, that's Mala Manomad. Because once you've brought it up to the zone of Atzilus, the zone is Mala Madoman to Imo. Then it goes Abba and Imo, and then Arif and the Roma Mala.
That's stage two. Stage one, you have to first get the koach to do all that.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's a new sale.
There's a kirk for you to bring to be Mala the Olamus, in other words, the Shiva Kalim.
Olamus or Shiva Kalim? Alright, now let me get.
Well,
okay, I don't want to.
I know, just so you can say in different ways, but.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see how everything ties in.
Okay, come on, we're protest to like each oil. You have to think of all these Talokmen going right up.
What do you mean?
We said before, Asikim.
Yeah.
I'm saying that part of the Kavanah tribe, you know that that's the idea.
Yeah, the part of the Kavanah.
Part of the Kavanah.
So that's the way up, and then when you come down with the chiddush here of the ma'achodesh, you mechal also the way down. Like a ladder.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but no, the vault is
not beside the kavanas abrochas, but it's
yeah. The, no, but the vault is
because there always has to be someone learning.
What are you doing, learning Torah? You're doing this aliyas man. See, and not, and you're right. It's a bit chosav here because not only chitzonis alone, if it stops, but if we are stop doing our avoid of the aliyas man, what's the point of the creation machan? There's no such thing as stopping. There's no neutral point. Either we're going down into the Klippas. I mean, everything is staying, and we're drawing everything down to the Klippas, which is going to be the whole world. Or either we're mounting the world. So if we're not doing that, we're creating a very bad situation. Okay, good. Shkar.
Yeah.